It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented baby, baby, by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
Let's go, Yankees.
Yeah, we were just reminiscing on our time when we went down to cover the Rockets Jazz in the, was it 2017 or 2018 playoffs?
Yeah, somewhere around
17?
17.
Either way. One of those years. And we went to a Houston Astros game that was the night before.
I believe they were cheating at that time.
Maybe both sides.
Yeah,
but it was quite the thing because Yankee fans are everywhere, and boy are they everywhere! Boy are they everywhere!
Justin Verlander was pitching. That's right.
It was amazing. And Scott was just on Kate Upton watch. Yeah. He's got his binoculars out. Where is she? Where is she? She's got to be around here somewhere. My heavens!
She only goes to the day games.
So we want to make sure everybody knows. By the way, if you tune into KSL Sports Zone all day. Tomorrow, we're going to be giving away tickets to RSL and the LA Galaxy at the U.S. Open Cup quarterfinals and win ticket Wednesday. Now, that game's not tomorrow, but obviously the Wednesday after. So we'll give away tickets all day on every show throughout the station all day tomorrow on a win ticket Wednesday. So you can do it. Joining us on the program right now, he is BT Brian Taylor. This is also what we call BBT, which is bonus Brian Taylor. What's going on, Brian? Thanks for being with us, man.
Oh, man, I'm not sure how that comes off, but I'll take it. How are you, boys?
Bonus Brian Taylor. No, because, listen, usually it's like, hey, man, there's a major going on.
Yeah, we only get you four times a year.
Short time, we get bonus Brian Taylor because this is a major announcement to happen, of course, down in Southern Utah because St. George is going to be hosting at the Black Desert Resort, the tournament for the LPGA. Like, that's a massive event in 2025 coming. What do we know about it, and how big of a deal is it for it to come to Utah?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to be there and see this announcement. Obviously, you guys know I'm working with a group that's putting Black Desert together as well as what I do on Real Golf Radio. But it was cool to be there to have the LPGA Tour in town this morning and to make the announcement that the LPGA Tour is returning to Utah for the first time in 60 years. Obviously, none of us were around back then. And so awesome to have. Today is Women's Golf Day. To make the announcement, to have, you know, the number one amateur in the world in Rose Zhang, who's leaving after her sophomore year at Stanford and turned pro today. She's in New York announcing that as the LPGA gets ready to play there at Liberty National. Meanwhile, the LPGA Tour executives are at Black Desert on this new piece of property in this beautiful setting right there in Ivins in southern Utah, right below Snow Canyon. To have that announcement there that the spring of 25, May of 25, the Black Desert Resort and Utah will be part of the LPGA Tour schedule. It was historic. It was cool. And I've had an opportunity throughout my career to cover a lot of men's events. I've been to a couple of ladies' events, not as many as I should have, but the ones that I have been to, it is a treat. The ladies are super engaging with the fans, the media, the sponsors, everyone that's there has a great time, and I'm excited to see them come play this golf course.
Well, tell us about the golf course. What it's like, and just, you know, give us an idea of what they're up against.
You know, I had a chance to visit with Phil Smith, who is the architect for Tom Weisskopf, that co-designed, the two of them designed this golf course. And he said it's a perfect mix between Kona, Hawaii, and Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, that's a good
ball. And I thought that was really super cool, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the black lava that you'd see at Kona. You've got the desert surrounds of southern Utah that we've come to know and love. It's a golf course that I think is pretty far off the tee box. It's pretty wide. There's lava everywhere, but more kind of as a frame. And then once you get it out there in the fairway, I think Tom's done a nice job, depending on the length of the hole. For longer shots, I think the green's pretty receptive. For shorter shots, the green and is a little tougher, you know, and I like that. If you're going to have a wedge in your hand, he's saying, okay, come get it with a wedge. This hole's not super long, but you got to be a little more precise, mm-hmm. which you should be with your wedges. And then all the way along, it's just these tremendous use of the topography to give you stunning 360 views and just a real treat. I had a chance to visit with a couple that was there from Kansas City, and I said, how did you get out of here from Kansas City? And they said, we saw a bunch of stuff online, wanted to come play it, and not even unprovoked, he said, this is a guy that's in his mid-20s, he's a baseball player, totally yoked, and he said, this was the coolest golf experience I've had in my entire life. Wow. And I was like, wow. You know, that's super cool to hear. So it's really unlike anything we have in Utah at this point in time. And it's Tom Weisskopf, his 73rd, sadly his final design as he passed away from cancer in the middle of all this. But we'll have a lot of tributes to Tom at Black Desert. And it'll be cool to have the ladies, the best players in the world on the women's game competing on this canvas.
Yeah, and
it's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
About Tom's legacy, too, and how cool that is. And just the design, I'm looking at all these videos too. And so you have the black lava rock, which anybody who's, you know, we spend 10 or 12 weekends a year down there as a family. And, you know, that whole area is real special to us. So you have that black lava rock and then that white sand, those white sand bunkers across the entire course. Really beautiful, amazing. Why is it that Southern Utah has become that destination too? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of energy surrounding the fact that this place is blowing up population-wise. People want to be there, and I think it's underrated in that sense, too. And so taking advantage in that way is a great way for the LPGA to jump in and for everybody to go, this is big-time tournament. Let's catch it.
Yeah, you know, the lady from Greater Zion that spoke this morning, she said that back in the day, Heber J. Grant was quoted as saying, all St. George needs now is a great hotel and a golf course. And I was like, I don't know if he really said that, but that's pretty cool. And she said Black Desert is the 14th golf course in Washington County.
Wow.
And I think there's actually a moratorium on golf courses now because of water and that sort of thing. But this whole piece of property was originally owned by the guy that subletted the development of Entrada right next door. So this is the second half of that development. And so, you know, the group has said, this is the fun side of Entrada. This is the place where you're going to come in as a destination, as a resort that anyone can have access to. And so really excited. I don't know why it's taken so long, but you know, we have world-class ski resorts in Northern Utah and even down into Bryan Head, right? That people come from all over the world. We don't really have that sort of summer destination. And now we do. And so not only with the golf course that is going to be equally challenging for the best players in the world and fun for the recreational resort guests, but it's going to have this water park down there, which you're going to need because it gets hot in the summer, as you know. And then there'll be its own shopping and dining areas. It's going to be just a real full service, you know, place. The hotel will have 450 rooms. So you'll have tour players and guests all staying on property during the event and just enjoying themselves, watching them compete in this championship. And by the way, the website's already up, blackdesertchampionship.com. You can go right there and find out some more information. But May of 2025, it's going to be neat.
I feel like the state of sports in Utah is just growing up before our eyes. We're having conversations about Major League Baseball and mm-hmm. the NHL and, of course, the Jazz, and now having LPGA events. What is the state of golf? Is there the potential for more tournaments? The PGA Tour, or because I know there's a lot of great golf courses in all of Utah, and of course we have Tony Finau, and we've had other pros from Utah. What is the state of golf for other events, or just in general here in the state?
Yeah, I think, I had Patrick Manning on my show. He's the managing partner for Black Desert on Saturday when I was broadcasting down there. And he all but hinted, it wasn't even really hinting, that they're courting the PGA Tour. And so I hope to see an announcement on the PGA Tour coming to Black Desert. The challenge with it has always been, do we have a golf course that can challenge these players? And up north, you're a couple thousand feet higher in elevation, which means they can hit it even further. And so the distance and the length of the golf course was a challenge, to be able to present for these players. Now, we had the senior tour up in Park City, beautiful spot for the seniors back in the day. I think down at 2,000 feet or, 1,500 feet, wherever they're at there in St. George, I think that takes a little bit of the elevation distance away. And this new design by Weisskopf, I think, presents the challenge. Look, the best players in the world are going to tear it up like they do golf courses everywhere. But it's also going to be, I think it's going to present a fun challenge and be a good championship test for them. So I think golf is, to your point, Scott, like golf, people love it here and they play a lot of golf here. And we've been spoiled with a lot of golf courses that are super accessible. This one's going to be open to the public. It's certainly going to be a little more expensive, but the experience I think is going to be worth it. And I think it's going to be there to host other events coming down the road. And it is exciting, right? I mean, I heard you talking about Major League Baseball coming in. By the way, as a Yankee fan, did I step into something? Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I think maybe I kind of like walked into that.
We're
one
saying
a
those
bit.
People. We're saying those people. And we were referring to you, but that was it. Was all just of.
Oh, so you're one of those people. Listen,
I'm a Mariners fan, and so we hate everybody, and it's mostly because we hate ourselves. So that's the way that it works. A lot of self-loathing, but I think sometimes, Brian, we don't allow ourselves to think that we could have big time here. And we have kind of like this low sports self-esteem. Sometimes we go, yeah, we're small. And we got to get out of that because it's changing.
Yeah, there's no question. And look, I know some of the conversations that the PGA Tour has been around, having a second event to correlate with Vegas, right? So the tour comes into Vegas. And it's only an hour and a half drive, down the freeway to St. George. And so, having two events close by in that way, but in two different states with two different kinds of experiences, I think has the potential to be really neat. So, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that I talked to over the weekend for this opening weekend, they flew into Vegas and they drove up, and then you've got equally people that, have flew into Salt Lake and drove down and experienced it all along the way. So, look, I think the appetite is there. I would hope people say, hey, look, LPGA Tour events, I try to watch them on TV. There's hardly anybody there. There's less. I think LPGA events in general are less attended than PGA Tour events. I think that's why some of the sponsorships are a little bit less expensive. Granted, all of those things. I would hope that Utah golf fans would blow it out of the water and be there in numbers to support the best ladies in the world. I think they're super exciting to watch play. From 100 yards and in, I'd put them up against any of the guys. And I think it would be fun to see us all show up and show our support for major, league golf and really show the ladies the support here in Utah, because I think we have a golf fan base that'll support it.
BlackDesertChampionship.com is the website. You can also go see the Black Desert website itself as well and just kind of see, the landscape and the beauty and the videos that they've shot that are sweeping and beautiful too. But May 1st through the 4th of 2025, that's when the big time golf comes back again to the state of Utah. The LPGA Tour coming back to Utah for the first time in 60 years. Brian Taylor, Real Golf Radio, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on the KSL Sports Zone on the weekends. BT, thanks for hanging out with us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. This is a big day, and I appreciate you guys recognizing that. And I'm excited for all the baseball and hockey and everything that we're talking about. Let's keep blowing this state up with sports, and I think the fans are excited about all of it. You're right. We need to think big. We're not small, and we can handle it. The fans can support it, and I'm excited about all of it. It's great stuff. So appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, BT, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again. All right, there you go, Brian Taylor. Okay. I love having him on. BT's fantastic. if there's a better ambassador for golf in the state of Utah, I mean, between he and Bob, like, it's short of, well, like, Tony Finau.
We both love golf. I mean, it's been a big part of my life.
It is.
You know, like, still
it is. The thing that I can, yeah. There's stuff that I can go watch my 15-year-old do. And then there's the stuff that he and I do together. Yeah. And this is one of the things. And yep. So playing golf, when we go down to St. George, we book tee times well in advance because we know we're going to be down there. And it's the one time, and I told you this, I go, look, 14, 15-year-olds are tough sometimes. He seems more like himself. He opens up about stuff.
Yeah.
Golf is just awesome. And the more I've gotten into golf over the last 4 or 5 years.
This golf course looks amazing.
I know.
I mean, it really.
You know, it'd be a real shame if we weren't able to just, you know, kind of play the course just to see how it is, to tell people on the radio, you know.
I think that's a good idea.
Get down there and see what's going on. I think PK is going to be down there this weekend doing their show on Friday. So do we just tag along and go, hey, oh, is that Patrick Kinahan?
Hey, they start the day. We can go play golf in between. And I know. And we'll close out the day.
And then we'll do our show. There
we'll
you go.
We'll close out the day.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more around the corner on a Tuesday edition of the program. And I've got some interesting comments made by another head coach in the SEC about players and NIL payments. It's insane that we're still talking like this, but here we are. It's 2023, and the world is wild in college sports. And so we'll jump in next right here, 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.